physically prepared for this as I'm going to get.
Are you assigned to cover this tonight?
No, I am not. But I'm not covering it. I'm in action.
Steel cage.
I'm going to whoop his butt. I'm not going to say the other word. So it's a done deal, man.
All right. Gags, we were talking off air about all these schools coming out with statements. CSU's president came out with a statement. I know BYU had a statement on basically getting rejected from the Big 12. And BYU, I'll at least give them this. They were a viable candidate, I think. But CSU, come on. I mean, it's amazing to me, and Monty brought up delusions of grandeur that some fans and even maybe the people that cover the team had. It wasn't going to happen. It just wasn't. And it shouldn't come as any surprise that they didn't get an invite and that nobody got an invite for the Big 12 inclusion.
Well, I think that's kind of the most ironic thing about this is, there was such the hubbub, so to speak, of when the Big 12 said, yeah, we're going to look into expansion, and they took the proposals and all this stuff, and at the end, they didn't do anything because they, I don't think they're, I know that the ADs of those Big 12 schools didn't want expansion. I know that because Craig Thompson told me that at Mountain West Basketball Media Day last week. Now I'm sure, depending who you talk to, they're, some thought it was viable or maybe smart or maybe you need to be proactive and make a move for the future, yada, yada, yada. But, there's not a now. What's going to happen is the Big 12 is going to make out even better because their TV partners, whether it's probably down the road more when their TV contracts, they're going to make more money for not expanding. These TV these networks are going to say, well, basically we're going to pay you more not to expand. So they're going to make out good, but I would like to think that the people in charge at some of these schools, whether it's BYU or CSU or some of the others that were quote unquote in contention for this, have a little bit of perspective on it. But it's amazing to see some of the fans react to, what a travesty this is. It's just like, my God, it's like the political scene in our country now. It's like, what reality do you live in, man? It's amazing. And, again, we've learned over time, guys, that, especially with that first big major run of conference realignment, that you never know what to expect, and maybe down the road, maybe other things will happen and things will change again. Who knows? But, just thinking, how fans take it so personally and it's their loss, and then schools coming out even with statements like BYU, we run our program like a Power 5 conference program. Okay, run it however you want, man.
You're not in one.
Yeah. You're still an independent, and you're going to go to the Poinsettia Bowl and Las Vegas Bowl for winning 8 or 9 games, or even 10 if you're lucky, every year. So, knock yourself out. Run it however you want. You're still in the same boat that you always have been.
Bull crap on BYU running like a Power 5 program. I don't know too many Power 5 programs that have those rules, codes of conduct, and the ethics that BYU imposes, and some of the things, how they run things the way that they do. And I know that's their right. That's what they do. Yeah. I don't agree with their code of conduct or whatever it's called. I keep forgetting what it's called. I think that kept them at bay with a lot of how they run their
institution. Yeah, I think a lot of it has to do with the way that the church and how they have to run their program and what days they play on and what days they don't and things like that, and the mission, 2 years away and everything. But the point of fact is that the TV people had already told them, if you add these teams, any of these teams, we're not giving you more money. So that was a big stumbling block to begin with. But you're right. They can have their conference championship game now. They don't have to have 12 members. So why expand to more people to split the pie up more? My question becomes, BYU has already been talking about the fact that they're having a struggle being an independent and scheduling the games and doing everything else. Now, does this put the ball back in the Mountain West Conference, court to look at trying to bring BYU back into the Mountain West Conference? And we know, Keith, I know, there are schools in this conference who would like to bring BYU back in as a member of the Mountain West Conference to get the national exposure.
Well, there are, but there's some pitfalls to that. And we've talked about it a little bit, guys, where, like them or not, or whatever, BYU would add to this league as far as if it came back, as far as its, you know, brand and all that other kind of hoo-ha you want to talk about. But with 12 football playing members, if you're going to expand, you can't just expand one. You have to go two, and there's no one else out there that can add anything to this league. New Mexico State cannot add anything to this league. Who else is out there? Do you maybe, you know, there's, you know, do you go to UTEP and, you know, an old member of the old WAC and stuff? But again, what are you bringing, you know? And if if you add two, for instance, you know, will that extra, you know, will that, you know, once you split it with 14 teams, will that, you know, increase your TV revenue or anything? I don't, maybe it will, but remember, guys, BYU was part of a plan to bring down the Mountain West and take a lot of its members with it and basically fortify the old WAC, and it didn't work. But what the issue is now is, even since then, you know, it hasn't been that long, but it's still, what, 3, 4, 5 years, whatever it is, there's so many different ADs, there's so many different school presidents at these institutions that a lot of these people don't understand or realize that. Now, look, the Mountain West has to protect itself, and it does have to look toward the future. And if this can help their league by bringing these guys back, then at very least they need to take a look at it. But I would also hope that they better be careful what they're getting into, because now, you think Boise's going to put up with the grandeur of BYU? I mean, Boise's already the grandeur of the Mountain West, and what they get with their TV contract and their bonus money and yada, all this stuff. They're going to share that with BYU now? I don't think so. I mean, there's just a lot of interesting stuff to look at. But I hope, if anything, that if it does come to this, if they do start talking about adding BYU, or anyone for that matter, I guess, but especially BYU, remember what almost happened, you know, in the process of them, because BYU was part of a plan to bring this league down to ruins. And I know one AD in the town I'm living at now that doesn't forget that, or hasn't forgotten that, but I don't know if any of the others do. But then when it comes to money and finances in this day and age, when you're not a Power 5 league, do you turn the other cheek? Again, I don't know if it'll ever come to that, but I know through some of my sources at the Mountain West that obviously BYU's biggest goal or hope was to get into the Big 12, but that their secondary plan, their backup plan, was maybe the Mountain West. But we'll see where that goes from here.
Gags on the football field with the Cowboys going to Nevada, and I understand that's a big game for the Cowboys, and they're actually favored to win that game on the road. But if they get past Nevada, let's just play hypothetical and are hosting Boise State for you know, the top of the Mountain Division. Is that the biggest game at War Memorial Stadium since that 2011 TCU game, which was kind of a similar type of deal?
Oh, probably. Yeah, I'd probably say that, you know, that would probably be fair. You know, right there, it's, you know, it's, at least in the Craig Bowl era, it would be the biggest home game for them to this point. Even if they don't beat, you know, beat Nevada, you know, I still think it would rank right up there. But yeah, I think that's probably fair to say. Even though, you know, no matter what happens against Nevada, even no matter what happens against Boise in 2 weeks, this team is still in the mix of things in a league that, you know, Boise's been good, but they certainly weren't invincible against Colorado State last Saturday night. You know, but yeah, I think that's fair to say. You know, we'll see what happens against Nevada, but yeah, you know, coming off your, especially the last home game that was arguably maybe the biggest home game, at least in the Craig Bowl era to this point, big crowd, homecoming, pretty substantial rival, and you win that game. So yeah, it becomes even bigger. I think the more Wyoming wins, each game becomes even bigger. You know, if Boise wasn't on the slate next week, say it was Utah State or whoever else, then that, you know, that game would have been just as big. But with Boise being, you know, the vaunted Boise State and the nationally ranked team and all that kind of stuff, yeah, it puts it right up there. I think that's a fair statement.
Always a pleasure catching up with you, Gags.
Never a chore.
Never a chore. Enjoy Reno, and hopefully you have better luck in Reno than you did in Vegas.
Yeah, can't get much worse.
All right, man. Take it easy.
See you guys.
See you.
Robert Gagliardi joining us here on the Sports Zone. All right, we got to take a final timeout.